Let's get Diddy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. Welcome to the Matt Kim Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Kim, joined by my co-host, Mr. Peter Shattington.
I'm just thinking about Diddy.
Let's get Diddy. No. That's so weird.
Gay.
Let's not say that again. Scratch it. Start over, guys. New episode.
What's up?
Come back tomorrow. Forget it. We've lost.
Welcome, everybody, to the Matt Kim Podcast and the Free Thinker Army. We are starting off with that P. Diddy.
That story is so weird. And it's not as big as it should be. I didn't want to leave with this, but now that we're talking about it, why is that not like the biggest story ever?
You mean why is it a nothing burger? Like, nothing's happened. Like, he should have been canceled, just like everybody else that gets canceled.
Just like Andrew Tate lost everything.
Because Andrew Tate was allegedly using women
7 years ago.
Yes.
Diddy was diddying yesterday.
He was doing the little diddlies.
Just like Kanye
was canceled
for literally saying words and wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, Russell Brand has been canceled because he was messing around with women as well.
But Diddy is literally drugging and diddying Diddy fans, and nothing.
I saw Instagram posts of him hanging out, singing, messing around, smoking cigarettes.
Just like, how is he on Instagram?
Living the dream.
How have they not deleted him?
So, can I tell you my conspiracy?
I mean, we know.
What? Okay.
Oh, no, we don't know your conspiracy, but we know the conspiracy.
What's the conspiracy, man? Well, let me tell you what I think.
Okay.
What I think is that the powers that be said, okay, Diddy, you're getting weak sauced. You're being put under investigation. You're no longer useful to us. And frankly, you're kind of a risk. So the way that I feel, the way that I see it, is we know that the FBI has been co-opted, and the FBI is now being used by the Democratic Party as essentially a strong arm to do their bidding. And so the way that I see it is that they sent in people to go extract sensitive data and information that could potentially put people at risk, high-powered, highfalutin individuals at risk. That's what I think it is. I think it's a scenario where you're the fall guy. You've been holding all my secrets for a long time, Matt. You're becoming a risk. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send my homies into your house to grab all the information and the dirt that you have on me. That's what I think it is, which is why Diddy hasn't been canceled. Am I tracking with what your thoughts are?
So that would mean that there is a group, an organization, an establishment, overlords of our world that now have all the data and camera footage and security footage from not only Epstein and all of Epstein's clients and all of Epstein's friends, but now they have all of Diddy's clients and Diddy's friends. So whoever's in charge has just doubled or tripled their database nefarious acts amongst the leadership of society.
Yeah. Can you imagine the honeypot that is? I mean, if you could get your hands on that data, legitimate data, a video, right? Transcripts, audio. If you could get all that, man, the amount of power you would have, Matt, the amount of power you could wield, all you have to do is ping people and just be like, hey, Oprah, I think it's time. No, seriously. Oprah, I think it's time that you pump my new CD, pump my new single. Or bad things are going to happen. Hey, The Rock, I think it's time that you promote my new album, right? Or hey, you know what? Puffy, right? I mean, that's all they have to do.
Take that.
Take it. Bend over.
Bad boys for life.
For those of you who don't know, before we got on stream here, we were really ripping into the Diddy. And man, I tell you, every time.
Whoa, that sounded weird. Peter is ripping the Diddy.
Yeah, you know how I go, guys. Yeah, buddy. I mean, it's complete. not that his music was that great, but now whenever his music comes up, it's like with R. Kelly. Whenever I hear R. Kelly song, all I think about is him pissing on 13-year-olds.
I wanna piss on you.
Exactly. So now I'm thinking about Diddy. When I hear his music, all I'm thinking about is just Justin Bieber bent over as a 14-year-old.
All right.
I mean, it's not shit that you want, you know, you don't want to see this stuff, but at the same time, it's like now the mental model has been completely changed.
Huh. When I think about Diddy, right? So right now you have the fall of Diddy, which is not really a fall because he's like got this weird parachute landing.
Yeah.
And then coming down with him is his association with people like LeBron James and Jay-Z, which those kind of pictures are circulating. Then I had this question actually posed to Will the other day. Why are they breaking down the prominent black idols?
There's a far-fetched conspiracy.
Okay.
The far-fetched conspiracy is they're breaking down the black rappers and the black entertainment because the black entertainment sector and the black entertainment market has become relatively awake. And what I mean by that is we are seeing now more and more videos, short clips of what used to be the target market of the rap industry. That target market is now voting red or moving red away from blue. And so a maybe off-the-cuff conspiracy is it's time to reel in these rappers, reel in these entertainers so they can remind them, number one, of whom they serve. And number two, the message that they should be espousing to the rest of their consumers.
Make examples out of the top.
If you mess with blue, we're going to take you out. You can't be switching sides to red. And we're seeing more and more stuff like all of your colleagues, network who are on the streets doing videos and interviewing people. I mean, we're finding more and more of the target market for the rap entertainment world is turning red.
And how many people are there that know for a fact they're in the Diddy tapes that are going, huh, I love Joe Biden?
Not wrong.
Don't come after me. I'm one of you.
Exactly.
Biden.
One of us. One of us.
How many of those are out there right now going, I was going to say something, but I think I'm going to shut up.
Well, yeah, because if you were connected with Diddy, you're hearkening back to that 2014 party that you went to at his place, and you vaguely remember it because you were drugged, and all you knew is that when you got in the pool, your butt hurt.
Don't take a glass of champagne from Diddy.
Seriously. And so
Do not take the drink.
You have all these rappers and all these entertainers like LeBron. I can imagine LeBron James right now leaning over.
Oh, no. I don't. Leaning over. No,
leaning over his coffee table and thinking.
Go
LeBron
there.
James leaning over his coffee table thinking to himself.
Close your eyes,
damn,
please.
How many times have I been over to that Diddy pad, and how many times do I not remember the experiences I had, you know? And well, so they're all thinking this stuff in retrospect, and they're thinking, man, how can I make sure that I'm not a target from this Diddy, you know, the outcome of the Diddy stuff? And so, of course, they're going to toe the line.
Seen the clips of LeBron saying, ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Exactly.
Do not come.
I'm telling you, let me just, I don't know LeBron James. I've never met the man, but I'll tell you the way he acts like a princess on the court. You've seen this, right? You've seen his flopping. You've seen his non-sportsmanlike conduct. You've like Michael Jordan, when he was at the height of his greatness, he didn't sell out. He didn't sell out to the woke mob. The woke mob wasn't really around then. He didn't sell out to the advertisers. He didn't sell out to the political elite like LeBron has. Right? But I'll tell you, the way that I look at LeBron, he's totally bent over. Totally. He's a bitch. LeBron, I don't know you, and you don't know me, and someone might clip this, but I'll tell you, LeBron James, you a bitch.
Take that.
He's a bitch. The amount of stuff that has come out of his mouth that is political and social away from the game of basketball just proves that he's whoopsh, whoopsh.
Well, we had the incident within the last year where his son fell during practice for a heart condition his son is like peak physical specimen.
Yeah.
Just collapses because of a heart issue. And everyone in the world is thinking, oh, the vaccine.
Yes.
And he said, oh, no, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, like, it's your son, bro.
Because he's got to toe the line. He's got millions of dollars on this, man. He can't sell out. He can't look at his masters in the eyes and say, you've poisoned my son. He has to look his masters in the eyes and say, take that. Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh. That's how it works. Isn't that Offspring?
I don't know it anymore. I don't even know where we are. Where in the world are we? This is like, we're going
far. Isn't that how it goes? Don't you remember Offspring? Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh. That's how it goes. That's right.
Thank you, Will. So appropriate right now.
I'm just full of Diddy.
Cut, refresh.
So you're saying you're compromised?
Control.
Someone started over.
Control, alt, delete.
Refresh the screen.
Reboot the Borg is not working today, guys.
Reboot. All right. Rewind. Today, me and Will went to go see President Trump and Trump Force One.
Yeah, I didn't know about that until early this morning. I didn't know that you spent 3 hours out on the tarmac getting your ears blasted by planes.
It was very interesting. It was fun. I thought we had a good time. It was, what do you think, 150 people at most. And I got a message really late last night saying, hey, last minute trip, change of plans. President Trump is coming to Atlanta. If you want to go see him or go see the plane or whatever, then come down to his address and fill out this form. So we went down there. I took Will. And it was cool. It's always fun to...
So how did they know about it? Like, this is not public information, right?
No.
So only, like, back channels know about this stuff?
I don't know. Like, I open my phone, I get a message, I'm like, cool, and I show up. That's kind of how I live my life, you know what I mean?
He's kind of living life like Diddy.
Thank you, Will. Thank you,
that's
Will.
That's like, Peter, you're no longer part of this podcast.
No. Disowned. You're a conspiracy theorist.
So you had a good time. You went down there to see Trump. I think you were a couple degrees away from him. So he was making a layover and a stop in Atlanta. Is that what it was?
Yeah. So there are videos now of him going to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I saw that,
which has been going viral. Maybe we'll put that in here. And he went through Chick-fil-A. I thought it was interesting. He chose to go to, like, the blackest Chick-fil-A in Atlanta.
Well, you have to go to. You have to go to that type of Chick-fil-A.
And the response from the people there were amazing.
Mm. They were excited to see him.
And I think one lady, the clip that's going to go viral for sure, is she says, I don't care what the media says. We love you. Something like this. And that clip will definitely go viral.
It would be valuable for him to promote that because he's trying to appeal to everybody here.
But we got to go see Trump Force One. I thought that was pretty cool. I've never seen it before, and it's funny because people were, like, gathering, and everyone's, like, looking out the tarmac. Like, oh, is that his plane? That's his plane. Is that a plane? Everyone's, like, staring and taking pictures and video of random planes. And I'm like, dude, Trump's plane is going to say Trump on it. You know what I mean? Because everyone's like, oh, is that it? And they're like, they're doing this. We're like, dude.
But did it actually say Trump on it?
Of course. It's Trump Force One. It says Trump, like, really large.
We've, like, all seen the pictures.
Yeah. What do you think Trump's plane is going to say? Not Trump?
So we actually, there's someone who in the Freethinker Army. So for everybody out there, we do have a Discord. We do have a Telegram. Make sure you smash the like button, subscribe, do all the things. There was someone in our Freethinker Army Discord and community that caught a screenshot of you on the news.
Yeah.
Because you were hanging out there like one of those guys who were like, oh, is he there? You looked excited. Let's put it that way.
I did not know that I would be on TV. I think it was on Newsmax and RBSN.
Man, would you ever have thought a year ago that you'd be on TV?
No.
Well, yeah, think about it.
I don't even think I'm on TV now. I didn't know I was going to be on TV today. But now that we were standing there and then I looked at my Twitter and I saw that a picture of me was there, I was like, I'm literally standing in front of all the cameras.
And I, from what I also understand is our great and esteemed colleague, Will, almost got roofied.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From what I understand, Will was taking random food from random people. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Well, I would say, as a rule of thumb, don't put random objects in your mouth.
Like Diddy?
So
I gotta bring this Diddy shit back all the way to the 59th minute, bro. it's gonna be a Diddy party at the end of this.
I did watch, side note, again, bunch of tangents today apparently. I did watch
I did watch
Tucker Carlson on Kill Tony yesterday.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. That the host was like, "Dude, my grandmother hates you."
That was the funniest thing.
What was that all about?
Well, so Kill Tony is a show. It's a comedy stand-up show where they bring in amateur random comedians that are kind of aspiring, and then they give 60 seconds of their kind of stand-up routine, and then the hosts and the commentary kind of rag into them, ask them questions, whatever.
I saw Rogan was there.
Rogan was there and Tucker was there.
Yep.
And one of the guys, the black guy, goes, "You know, Tucker, my grandma hates you." And she, Tucker goes, "No, she doesn't." And she goes, "Yeah, you do."
Yep. He was like, "No, she doesn't hate me that much."
I thought that was hilarious. I thought it was interesting to see him get out there and do something that, I don't know, I don't think anyone expected him to be on that show. Mm. And he didn't expect. According to Joe Rogan, they were kind of hanging out. And Tucker was asking about the show. And he's like, "Hey, they're like actually recording right now. You want to go?" "Like, you know what? Let's go." And they just showed up.
Oh.
So no one expected Tucker to walk in that building that day.
When you command that type of audience, you can always be entertaining. And Tucker is so entertaining. He's such a great entertainer.
I thought he handled like a champ. I thought he did really good. So that was interesting. I think you can you still watch that online?
Yeah, I saw the clips. I saw the clips online.
Yeah, it's Joe Rogan's comedy club. So they were hanging out
in Austin.
And he was like, "Hey, you want to go check out my comedy club? There's actually a live comedy show being filmed right now. We could probably just go crash that."
And they just went and crashed it.
Yeah.
And I think Joe Rogan said on his podcast that they went backstage and Tucker didn't even know he was going to go on stage. And they're like, "Oh, Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson." And he's like, "Let's go." I was like, "What?" "I guess I'm going out there." He had no clue.
So when's the next time that you're going to be on Joe Rogan's comedy club?
I have never been to Joe Rogan's comedy club. I guess I'd be interested to check it out, although I've never been to Austin.
Really? Oh, you've never been to Austin?
Oh, do you know what?
Austin's amazing.
We have a family history with Austin.
I have family there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My family lives in Steiner Ranch.
Believe, and mom, dad, if you're watching, I'm gonna butcher this story. When I was really young, my parents decided to invest in townhouses in Austin.
Oh, really?
Oh. Before Austin was like big, and it was like a new development, and they bought like a couple townhouses or whatever. It's gonna be like the first real estate investment in America. And it got infested by cockroaches.
Oh.
And the whole project got shut down, and I think they lost all their money.
Damn, no. I was hoping that they would held on because Austin has blown up. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So mom, dad should have just held on to that.
Should have held on to that. Those cockroaches, those cucarachas.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, Austin's a beautiful place. People don't see Austin as a mountainous area, but it is pretty mountainous. So there are a lot of nice hills. Obviously, Lance Armstrong.
Oh, the drug addict?
Yeah, the drug addict. Mm. But he cycles there.
Cheater? Is he a cheater? Is that right?
He's a cheater, but everybody in that game cheats.
They say
it's okay then.
They said to find clean blood in the race, you have to go down to like the 29th place finisher.
Yeah,
everyone else has fucking steroids.
It's kind of like MMA. Kills. MMA is, they're totally, it's just, is what it is. You take enhancers because that's the competitive edge. If you're not taking enhancers, then you don't want to win. So I think cycling and MMA are very similar. But the Lance Armstrong thing, I think, was more political if you actually dig into it than anything else.
They always have to,
it's kind of like Diddy.
Oh, what? How many times are we going to mention that guy's name today?
Well, me and Diddy, we're kind of tight.
Are you?
Yeah.
How tight?
Like
super
that,
tight?
Yeah. Diddy, I got you, bro.
This is getting so weird today. If you're still around and somehow you've survived it this far into our episode today, thank you.
Yep.
Because it's not going to get any better today.
Yep, because now we're going to talk about Ashley Biden. Oh my gosh, the degeneracy, guys.
So, quick background. I don't know when. I wish we would have pulled the stats up. Ashley Biden, Joe Biden's daughter, left her diary at like some Airbnb or something.
Yeah.
There's something about the Bidens leaving their most secret internet, secret innermost thoughts for people to find publicly. I don't know what it is about them, but they love to do that. So like Hunter, Ashley Biden decided, hey, my diary with my innermost thoughts, not that important. I'm just going to leave it behind. Some random person found the diary, opened it, looked through it, read it, and was like, oh, shit.
Yep.
I should do something with this. I know what I'll do. I'm going to sell this to Project Veritas.
Right.
Project Veritas bought it from them. I don't know how much the amount was. And the FBI arrested James O'Keefe for buying and being in possession of this diary. Then they said that this diary wasn't real. The lady who found the diary was recently arrested, charged, and she just got convicted. And I believe she has to do 1 month in jail for this diary, which they said wasn't real, but yet she's being charged for stealing the diary, which she found at an Airbnb.
So if we were to recollect this idea of just the lady, one could say that she stole a fake book and she sold the fake book on eBay to someone else. And now the powers that be are arresting her or arrested her, and she has to serve time for finding a fake book and selling it on eBay.
That is the official narrative. However, because they're stupid.
It probably has Diddy in it.
Basically, if you are going to convict her of stealing this book for stealing Ashley Biden's diary, you are, in essence, admitting that Ashley Biden's diary is real.
Yep, pretty much.
That's the only way this works.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
So, now that we know for a fact that Ashley Biden's diary is real, what's in the diary is ridiculously concerning.
Do you, when you say ridiculously concerning, do you mean that it's ridiculously concerning overall, or it's ridiculously concerning for a sitting president of the United States?
It is ridiculously concerning for any human being.
Why? What specifically is in that diary?
Because she says, I believe I was sexually molested and I was having sex with my friends. And oh, by the way,
they stripped me naked.
Taking showers with my dad, parentheses, totally inappropriate. I used to go to sleep, pretend like I'm sleeping so that I'd be, so that I wouldn't have to take showers with him when he got home.
She didn't want to get diddied.
That is so weird. She is literally saying my dad, when she was like 12, 13, 14, 14 years old, that her dad was showering with her. You can't say it's misinformation. They admitted that the diary is real.
Yeah, and you wouldn't convict somebody on something that's fake.
In which case, the sitting president is taking showers with his 14-year-old daughter. That is so weird. My daughter is very young. I don't know when the cutoff is. Is there a cutoff? What's the official cutoff?
Last time I took a shower with my daughter's a teenager now, so basically the same as Ashley Biden. The last time I took a shower with my daughter, I think she was like eight. Yeah, seven or eight.
Even now, when I change my daughter's diaper, I like look away because I'm so weird.
Dude, you need to stare that. You need to stare that.
I can't.
You need to stare that evil eye in the face.
I can't do it. I can't do it. It's really gone.
This evil eye, this is what I got to protect.
And my wife goes, how do you change your diaper when you're looking away? I'm like, I don't know. I just know where the diaper goes at this point. So if I'm conscious about it and my daughter is a year and a half old, how weird is it? At 14, it's so inappropriate. And again, I don't have a daughter that age, so I don't know the level of inappropriateness, but I'm assuming by the fact that I go to a mall and I see 14-year-olds walking around going, huh, the way they're dressed is inappropriate, because girls at the mall these days are, I would not want my daughter dressing like that.
No, No, sir.
Not at 12, 13, 14, which no they do.
No way.
It is extremely concerning being at the mall.
Over-sexualized, for sure.
Actually, I feel uncomfortable at the mall sometimes now.
Oh, no doubt. Actually, I don't go to the mall that often, but when I do go, I find myself averting my eyes from these prepubescent.
It's uncomfortable. Why is that allowed?
Because they have so much makeup on, they look like they're 18, but clearly you have like baby fat, right? You're not a real woman.
Oh, so you're looking? Don't look.
No, it's not like they're wearing anything. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
That's the problem. They're not wearing any clothes.
At 14 years old, the girls at the mall are like extremely inappropriately dressed, I believe.
In my personal opinion. Should we expect them not to go to OnlyFans? I mean, they already look like they're on OnlyFans.
And
it's crazy.
We as a society spend so much time worried about how our actions affect other people, especially the left. Mm. You can't do that because it's detrimental to me.
It's a microaggression.
But it's the same thing. Mm. I feel very violated and very uncomfortable in that setting. Mm. So box over. For a father to do that with their 14-year-old daughter is really weird.
Well, so let's put this into perspective. We've had multiple, well, it's almost relatively clear that the vast majority of our presidents have had affairs, have, let's just say, been philanderers, have done immoral acts. Like, for example, John F. Kennedy, everybody loves him because of what he was espousing to do. But he was kind of a playboy, right? He moved weight around the office.
So it runs in the family.
Kind of runs in the family. And so, like, even him, he was a philanderer. He messed around hanging out with Marilyn Monroe and these types of things. We have Bill Clinton, who likes cigars and these types of things. Clearly, that's his way of doing Diddy. So putting it in perspective, I'm not defending anything that these people have done, clearly. But is it any different from the Bill Clinton? Is it any different from the philanderers of past? Is it any different from the Nixons and the why?
Because she's young and it's your daughter.
And do you guys see the way he holds little girls in pictures?
You can find supercuts of him touching young people, like 20 of them, and it's all inappropriate.
I would not let that guy anywhere near my daughter.
I just what I find fascinating is he's willing to speak about it. Like the one time when he was talking about, like, when I'm in the pool, I have all these kids, like, feel my hair on my legs. It's like, bro, like, stop saying the silent part out loud.
Well, don't stop saying it, period. Well, or stop thinking it. Like, what's wrong with you?
He should be thinking about fixing the border. He should be thinking about closing down the war in Ukraine. But all he's thinking about is little kids touching the hairs on his legs. Like, clearly,
and ice cream.
Yeah, and ice cream. So clearly, the man is not there. He's somewhere else. He's in some other la la land. And so it's really unfortunate that we're led by this. Okay. So last presidency, Matt, we had the first trans, right? We had the first gay president, and we had the first trans.
First lady. Man. First trans man.
Then we had Trump.
First trans lady.
And now we have a pedophile as our president. So, like, I don't know, Matt. I feel like we've hit the bottom of the barrel. Like, can it get any more degenerate than what we have now?
Well, I mean,
we know that
they could start publicly drinking child blood. In which case, that would be
Hillary. That would have been Hillary. So if we had the first trans, the first gay, and then we have the pedophile, and then we have drinker of children's blood, if Hillary wins the next presidency or something like this, I guess that would be the bottom of the barrel.
I mean, it's over the course of the years, it's a slow degradation of society, right? So Bill Clinton normalized the idea of infidelity.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Like, man, I remember that.
Like, he did what he did. We all know what he did. I don't know how he never got in real trouble for it, because technically that's sexual harassment. You're having sex with your subordinate in the Oval Office. It should be highly illegal.
You mean kind of like the Democrats having gay sex in the Senate area?
Extremely illegal.
Same thing, right? Same idea.
I mean, it's like if any boss were to sleep with their subordinate.
In the office.
Yeah. Now, they would be fired.
Oh,
they would
for
be
sure.
sued. They'd be have sexual Maybe. Harassment lawsuit.
Hard feathered.
And they would, and the insurance and the employment insurance would pay out millions.
Yeah. And right after Clinton got out, he was immediately making $250,000 speaking fee.
Correct. So Clinton normalized the idea of infidelity and made it public that this is okay and acceptable.
Mm, cigars.
And then you have the next guy, which is normalizing the idea of homosexuality and transsexuality mm-hmm. and open sexness and mm-hmm. all these different ideas. And he said, no, I'm not gay, but yet he was the biggest proponent of gay marriage.
Yep.
And we're like, wait, this doesn't make sense. But now looking back, it makes a lot of sense. And then now you have Joe Biden, who is just pushing the normalization of drug use, mm-hmm. acceptability of being a crackhead, mm-hmm. acceptability of using different types of pharmaceuticals to be able to make it and survive through speeches.
Remember we this had a topless tranny on the White House lawn.
Weird, weird stuff.
I mean, we're in the fucking Twilight Zone, bro. We're there. I mean, it makes absolute sense that the rest of the world is laughing at us. And, you know, I went to Europe recently, and in the news, in the major papers and stuff, I think I posted some stuff on Discord in the Freethinker Army. You guys should check that out. But it was all about Trump. Mm. It was all the liberal news out in UK, Europe, France, and all that was all about how Trump is evil, Trump is bad. And it's absolutely crazy the amount of Trump derangement syndrome that is not only here in America, but out in Europe as well. And they're all eating it. They're all eating it up, man. And so I feel like we are going to continue to head in a downward spiral of degeneracy. It's going to be fascinating to see if the Democrats and the liberals win this next election, because how much farther can we go? I mean, we're only one step away from hell.
But the problem, as always, is that the people on the conservative right are a bunch of nerds, and they always, anytime they seem to have a little bit of a lead, they seem to fumble at the goal line, and they spend all their time infighting. Mm. That's where we are. Everyone's so comfortable that looks like, oh, I think Trump's going to win, and now everyone's fighting each other. Mm. You have Candace and Ben. I have zero care about those two fighting anymore. Mm. Like, none. Actually, they're like, oh, we're going to debate the definition of anti-Semitism. Like, I don't give a fuck what you guys debate.
Yeah, because we're just fighting against each other.
Like, how many minds are you going to change when you guys debate? Nobody cares about you guys anymore. I'm so over both of them. And now you have Tucker Carlson yesterday put up this interview with the Palestinian Christian pastor.
Yeah, priest.
Minister, because he's Christian.
But he's Catholic, so he's a priest. He's wearing the collar. Yeah, he's a priest.
And the Zionist right is going, Tucker is anti-Semite, and how dare he interview this guy?
There's a difference between being anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist.
And I'm like, dude, he can talk to whoever he wants to. This is how this works.
Yeah.
And all these people that were like Tucker fans are like now, oh, Tucker's against us. I'm like, against who?
The fickleness of the world, man. The fickleness
so
of the market.
So busy infighting and picking out these little things that don't actually matter.
Do you think this is part of the PSYOP? This is part of the greater scheme, the part of the greater plan?
I mean, why is it that every major point of people fighting always goes back to this Israel-Palestine conflict?
Hmm. Do you think the Israel-Palestine conflict is a microcosm of the larger issue globally?
Hmm.
And what I mean by that is the Israel-Palestine conflict, a lot of it is obviously about the terrorism, the people getting killed and bombed, completely unfair, such is the nature of war. But the underlying narrative is this whole idea of Zionism and versus the world.
Hmm.
So I ask the question again, do you feel like the Israel, really Zionist Palestine conflict that's going on in that little region is merely a microcosm for the larger play of Zionism across the world globally? Are people slowly waking up to this idea that it might not be a good idea? Do you think that's what it is?
My interest in foreign conflicts is almost zero.
I can resonate exactly with what
I
what
just mean, don't care anymore.
What you mean when you say that. Yes, I understand.
There is so much controversy controversy around Ukraine, Russia, around Israel, Palestine, so much controversy. And if you even try to think about it, it's just like hate from both sides saying all this. And you know what? I don't know. Mm. I don't relate to either conflict. Mm. My interest in either conflict is actually very low. Mm. I'm more concerned about issues within our own borders.
Fair enough.
And every once in a while, someone like Tucker will interview someone. I'm like, okay, at least I want to be a little bit educated. Mm. And if I were to take my time and listen to that conversation, now you're like, oh, I can't believe you listened to that. You're anti-Semite. Like, bro.
What? You can't listen to whatever you want to listen to?
I just want to listen.
You don't have the freedom?
The reality is I don't really care that much. Mm. And I don't have to care. And if you think that I have to care, fuck you. Because that's on you.
Fair enough.
Right? So, why do I have to care about someone else's conflict?
So it's not that we aren't open to what's going on globally. Mm. But at the end of the day, America first is what I'm hearing from you.
I mean, I want to know what's going on. Mm. My huge desire to pick a side on someone else's war is zero.
Mm. Well, because you haven't chosen a side, Matt, everybody's going to be against you.
Amazing.
That's the way it works. It
works for me. Because if you told me to pick a side between Russia and Ukraine, I'm like, I just kind of wish we didn't give them a bunch of money and let them figure it out.
Yeah.
If you tell me, oh, what about Israel and Palestine? I kind of wish we didn't give them a bunch of money and let them figure it out. And if it gets really bad, maybe we'll talk about it then.
You know, whenever you say stuff like that, my brain immediately moves to Team America. You've seen that movie?
Mm.
Like, why the hell do we have to be the world police? Mm. Why is that a thing? Why do we have to be the world police? Why do you think that is, man? Why does America have to export democracy, American flavor democracy?
Well, this one's easy.
Oh, tell me.
Because if you are responsible for promoting democracy over the world and you're responsible for policing the world, then you also gain and benefit from the financial gain of policing and spreading democracy around the world.
Oh, so what you're really saying is spreading democracy across the world is actually just imperialism from a financial perspective.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
So because if you invest in war and you invest in the bombing of a certain country, then you as first mover advantage gets to benefit from the rebuilding of that country in which you bombed.
Man, it must be really good. It's like the game of Risk. You ever play that tabletop game, the game of Risk or Stratego? I love Stratego.
I loved Risk. Note for people who love the game of Risk, don't ever gamble when you play Risk.
Yeah, I've done that too.
You will lose.
You will lose your ass.
You will ruin friendships for life gambling on Risk.
I mean,
in Monopoly, don't gamble on Monopoly.
These elites have these Risk boards and they're like, you know what, bro? If we put together our money, maybe $600 million, we could bomb this place. And then for $600 million, we'd get billions of dollars back rebuilding the infrastructure. I almost feel like that's what these elites do. They have these big world maps, which are basically flat earth maps. And they get to look at it and they say, oh, how do we put stuff in there? I just had to throw that in there. Diddy. get it.
There, because there are people out there that'll say, well, the $100 billion given to Ukraine, it's only a small percentage of the Pentagon's budget.
Yeah.
Which I would then argue the Pentagon's budget's too big then.
Yeah.
If we have that much money to fund all these people's wars, then it just means that they have too much money. Reduce our budget.
There's a lot of infighting going on in the red versus blue, but there's also a lot of infighting going on with the red versus red. Not a whole lot of infighting in the blue versus blue because they all just want to destroy everything. And so that makes it easy to align on. And so I wonder, with the Matt Kim podcast, the Free Thinker Army, what is the Matt Kim podcast and the Free Thinker Army to do in response to all of this fracturing that's happening in the red versus red?
Well, number one is that you have, and I think I heard Tucker say this first, you need to continue and you got to keep on mocking these people.
Oh, that's an interesting
because
word.
Because they are weak. They are cowards, and you need to mock them to show them how ridiculous they really are. Mm.
That reminds me of a Twitter post that I saw one time. I forget who it was by, but it was the tweet or the post said, "You don't hate journalists enough."
Mm.
I love that quote. Do you know why? because it reminds me that I should hate journalists more. Mm. Because and obviously the context is these journalists are literally lying to our faces. Right? They get paid to put out these puff pieces, not even puff pieces, just lies across the front and the body of whatever article they write, and they get away with it. So I'm with you, man. We don't hate these people enough. We don't mock them enough.
And we did the exercise, I think, a couple months ago, of looking up the definition of journalism.
Oh, that's right.
And the definition of journalism was the definition of a journalist was one who does journalism.
Yep, exactly. It's almost kind of like an underwater basket weaving liberal arts degree. It's like, what does that even mean? You got a bachelor in journalism? What does that mean? It means I write shit.
Or exactly. The definition of a woman.
Yeah.
That's true too.
Yeah. That one's crazy. I can't believe we're in a lifetime where you can't define simple words.
I find if I were to extract from that, I would say in repetition of what you've just said would be, I can't believe we live in a time where mental illness has been normalized and it's okay. I mean, you remember a time, Matt, because you and I were raised in the 80s and 90s. When people
met old.
Peter's old.
Men who dressed up in pink tutus in your town were considered crazy, and we just ignored them.
Now you're just Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right. That's just old. That's just old Bert. It's just old Bert. He's got a little screw loose. Just ignore him. Don't hang out with him after evenings. Right. Is basically the guidance we got from our neighbors and friends and family. But now we live in a world where mental illness is not only revealed publicly, but it's actually celebrated, Matt. That is the thing that I'm going to look back in 20, 30, 40 years. And our kids are going to look back and they're going to be like, what the fuck were we doing in America back in the 2020s? Like, we completely have fucked ourselves.
Ace Ventura was not a comedy. It was foreshadowing.
It's kind of, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Let me in, coach.
get it. No, I mean, there were, what was the other movie? What's the old English guy that made the movie? Fuck, I'm going to fuck this
Mr.
up.
Bean?
No, but there was an English, I forget what it is, but they called this shit
Great
too.
Story.
Thanks. It's all about Diddy, actually. Fuck, man. You can cut that one off. It's one of those podcast days, guys. Welcome to Thursday. Hope that you're here. Smash the like button. Be happy. Join the Freethinker Army. And oh, by the way, we have a merch store that you need to check out.
If you like the hoodie, boom.
How much money do I have to give you to get one of those?
For you, double. Because if you got to buy one for Will, too.
Oh, is that how that works?
That's okay. Exactly
how it works. All right, fine. I'll give you cash later.
Yeah, definitely check out the hoodies.
Check out the merch store, guys. That's where we're hanging out. This is a Free Thinker Thursday, which means we can talk about whatever we want. We could talk about Diddy. We could talk about the war. We could talk about Ashley. We could talk about whatever we want.
We did do a questionnaire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to
this
call
week.
That out.
And if you're still listening, you want to know, we did a questionnaire for the Freethinker Army to fill out. If you want to get involved, if you want to know how you can contribute, if you want to know how we can grow this thing out where you can try to actually go out and make a difference, we are collecting data on who we have within our community just so that we know what resources we have available.
Yep.
And so far, almost like 90 people filled them out.
Yeah. The way I liken it for everyone that's listening, and actually it's nice that we're doing it this at the end of the podcast because only our hardcore fans and the people who really want to be involved listen this far. So if you're listening this far, the Matt Kim podcast is a spaceship. That's what you have to think about. It's a spaceship. It is flying into the outer atmosphere. It is flying to the moon of greatness.
I thought the moon was fake.
It is just plasma after all. Okay. And actually we have like 5 suns or something like that. Did you watch the eclipse, by the way?
I did.
Did you see the second sun?
No, but I looked right at it and I can still see. So I didn't get my eyes
burned. So you know what's fascinating? whenever you have a light, Matt, right, here's a light. Whenever you have a light and something starts flying into the light, you can start seeing the shadow of it, right?
Mm.
It's fascinating how the quote-unquote moon, that black hole sun that created the eclipse, you couldn't see any outline until it just passed into the sun. You'd think that if it's in front of the sun, then You'd see the outline as it moves towards the sun.
Well, it's because you're not wearing the special eclipse sunglasses. Oh. The scientific...
That's right.
The scientific, you know, approved, certified.
Well, from what I've seen from the, let's see, the infrared, is you can see our multiple suns. Should probably check that out. But anyway, for everybody out there, if you're interested, we are flying to the moon in the Matt Kim Podcast Freethinker Army spaceship. We have many seats on the spaceship. We don't know where to put you. And so that's what this survey is about, is to help us understand, who do we have, who can we resource, who can we leverage, who wants to be part of this great movement. And in a lot of ways, you're going to have to find that seat on that spaceship so that you can be most effective to helping out the Freethinker Army.
Amazing. I got a question.
Yes.
Because I was a little upset on Monday.
Why?
Because I was promised Eclipsageddon, and I did not get the Eclipsopocalypse. And
yeah, I thought the world was supposed to end.
I swore that there were people out there, and people who say that it was going to end. When I say, dude, I thought the world was going to end. Like, no, we didn't say that. No, yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, because everyone was talking about CERN, mm-hmm. like
and NASA firing rockets, and we're all going to, you know, it's going to be Armageddon.
Yeah, exactly.
But it didn't happen. I was a little upset. A little part of me thought it might happen.
What would you have done if it actually did happen?
Well, then nothing, because it would have happened. But I've been thinking about this, right? Because even during Y2K, we were told that the world was going to end because we were told that because the computers can't calculate an extra digit that the world would end.
Yeah.
I don't know how those two correlated, but that's what we were told. And people literally had Y2K parties because they were concerned that the world was going to end because of computers. Anyway, so when Eclipsageddon was supposed to happen, I always wondered, when you go through a rapture or a eclipse, does it happen at one time, or does it move with time zones?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Do the people? I think it started in Mexico, right? So
yeah.
The people in Mexico disappeared first, right?
Do they?
Then once it covered over Texas, then those Texas people disappeared.
And if you know it's coming, can you run away from it?
Oh.
Like, oh, it's coming east. Let's jump in the jet. Let's start flying west. And can you lap it?
Oh, man. You're breaking my brain right now.
I don't know.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know how these end of the worlds are supposed to happen. Do they have like a predetermined time zone? We're like, okay, at Eastern Standard Time, we've decided that is going to be the eclipse-ageddon. Or...
I feel like there's some cue drops about this or something.
Because even within a time zone, there's variance.
Yeah.
So whose eclipse is the Armageddon?
Well, technically time isn't real. So since time isn't real, then we're all just kind of processing it when it happens, I guess.
I don't know. I always wondered how these were supposed to happen, because we're told that it was going to happen. And fine, you say, I didn't say that it was going to happen. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But.
You bought fucking toilet paper. you loser. You went to Publix. You bought toilet paper. You loser.
Right? Now you got like 4 years supply.
Yeah. That one ply, really? Was it worth it? And one ply? Single ply?
What they can do is take the 2 1 plies, put it together, wrap it up, and get a double ply.
Exactly. I still can't get over this image, the fact that you can't look your child's vagina in the face.
Well, I'm still...
Why can't you? It's your daughter. It's your flesh and blood. She's your blood of your blood. She's the flesh of your flesh.
It's weird.
You need to lean into that shit.
No.
You need
I'm
to lean
good.
Into that
I'm
shit.
Good. I'm good. Well, it's just not my thing.
You are going to be the model example of what a man should be for her.
Good. And she'll grow up going, oh, I shouldn't let men like get too close. Amazing.
Because my dad doesn't like to touch me or hug me or look at, you know. I
hug her all the time.
Or clean me.
I clean her all the time. I just do it without looking.
I just can't get my head around this right now. My brain is broken, because we're talking about the eclipse and time zones. And my brain was thinking about, like, how do you change a diaper if you're not looking? Like, I understand your wife. How do you change a diaper if you're not looking?
Muscle memory? I have no idea.
How do you know if it's clean? Are you wiping from front to back?
Sure.
You can't wipe back to front.
Oh, we have one of those.
You can't put the unna. You can't put the poop.
We have one of the sinks in our laundry room. So I just put her in the sink and I just hold her down.
You just spray her down. Oh my gosh. She's going to be traumatized.
I just hold down my daughter.
Oh my gosh.
I just like, baby, just stand there. She's like, eh. And I go, psh.
Oh, is it warm water at least?
Yeah, I try to make it kind of warm.
Oh my gosh, dude.
She's used to it.
You're waterboarding your child.
Well, I mean, I'm just cleaning her butt.
I don't know. Someone clip this shit, guys. Someone call Child Protective Services, man.
Is that not the best way to do it?
No, you don't spray your child down.
Why not?
It seems egregious.
Versus like rubbing a chemical-infused towel on her? I feel like water is a better solution there, actually.
Guys, it's been one of those days.
I'm all over the place. Did you get a pair of the Eclipse sunglasses?
No.
What?
I made the pinhole version. Did you see that on Twitter?
No.
So you can buy a cereal box, and you cut two holes in the top of the cereal box. You put a white piece of paper on the bottom. You put tinfoil on one side. You poke a hole.
You literally made a tinfoil hat.
And what you do is if the eclipse is behind you, you have the box right here, and you can see the eclipse through the pinhole.
What?
Yeah. It's on X.
It's totally from a science project when you're like in
I'm a total nerd. When people are like, hey, this thing is happening, like an eclipse, my first brain is, I don't want to pay for shit. I can build this. Let's Google it.
You paid for a cereal box.
No, we already had a cereal box. So I looked, I was like, oh shit, we can make this little pinhole thing. So I let my kids see the eclipse through the pinhole pinhole box.
You know what I did?
You bought the shits.
I did this. Just saying, bro. That works fine too.
But see, but according to the occultist, now you have part of the negative juju and the negative spirit because you looked at it.
Because they tell you, they say
this is the end of the world.
That if you were looking at the sun, regardless of day, for an elongated period of time, it's bad for your eyes. Everyone understands that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because in an eclipse doesn't make it worse. I don't think.
Well,
because how are the lasers stronger?
Well, the lasers are actually activating the mRNA.
Good thing I'm on the detox.
That's right. Exactly. So, I mean, there's all sorts of bad information out there, guys. Obviously, this is real.
Yeah, but not scientific at all.
This is shit that I read online on X. People are like, oh, don't look at the thing because it's going to activate your mRNA and your COVID vaccine. And if you're near 5G wireless, you know, towers and you're next to the eclipse, then you're going to be super fried like a microwave. Man, I'll tell you, so much bad information out there. I know is that the eclipse was kind of cool.
If you buy 50-cent sunglasses from a random Chinese guy on Amazon, you will save your vision. So don't worry. Don't worry. Science.
Okay, well, I'll start melting later, guys.
Science. Science approved. Science approved.
There we go.
5G. Did I tell the story already?
I don't know.
5G story? How on Palm Beach, there are no 5G towers?
Tell me about it. Why is that?
I don't know. Why is one of the most expensive zip codes in the world not have 5G towers? Their internet sucks. And once you cross over the bridge, the internet's fine in the 5G towers. Why doesn't a nice neighborhood have 5G? I was in Florida a couple weeks ago in the really nice area again. They also did not have 5G towers. Why do the neighborhoods that have a minimum buy-in of $5 million, how come they don't have 5G towers? What do they know?
It's probably because they have the money to say no. And what is also interesting, because I went down this rabbit hole years ago, is the vast majority of 5G towers are right next to public schools.
Really?
It's interesting. It's almost like they want those children to be microwaved. I don't know.
What you could do, though, is you can get some of these eclipse sunglasses, wear them around, and you're protected.
Exactly.
You know, see, don't have to recycle them. You don't have to throw them away. All you got to do is wear them to school.
Oh, if I wear these goggles.
Science proof.
Science approved. Then I won't become like a frog and turn gay?
Four out of five scientists I asked approved.
Four out of five that he bought them for. Exactly. Yeah. That's how our pharmaceutical world works, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
9 out of 10 doctors.
I asked.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend the drug that they've been paid to recommend. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. They also recommend fluoride.
That's true. Florida is killing us. I can't believe how many people know this, but yet no one's up in arms about it.
Yeah.
Why are we all drinking fluoride? Fluoride's killing us. Fluoride's killing the third eye.
In Europe, they say you can't have it.
Well, I was in Europe. They don't have it.
But yet, we put it in our toothpaste. I remember when I took my daughter to the child dentist for the first time. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, for $10 more, we can give your daughter and do the fluoride thing. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you sure? It's like $10.
Baking soda's fine.
I was like, oh, no, I don't want to do it. She's like, oh, you're one of those. I was like, yeah, I don't want it.
But how come your dentist didn't know this?
Well, she said you're one of those. So, like, a lot of people say that, apparently.
That's crazy. It's crazy that they're pushing it when they probably know that it's bad for you.
I don't know. I'm just like, anytime anything that's considered like on the fringe these days, I'm just erring on the side of caution. And I feel like you can't go wrong now doing that.
So you're not going to that Diddy party I heard you were talking about earlier.
Well, I'm going to go to the Diddy party. I'm just not going to drink the champagne. Yeah.
Get it.
I think that's an episode. I feel like for this week, this means that we may be done.
Hey, it's been a long week. Shit has been getting done in the background. Things are being worked on. You know, the podcast is our opportunity to unleash, unwind, and just talk. If it has a theme, if it has some concerted narrative, great. If it's just me and Matt hanging out, I'm okay with that too.
And
I'm okay with it. Maybe Matt's upset.
If this episode goes up on a Thursday or a Friday, I am probably in Cancun right now.
Why are you in Cancun right now?
Family vacation. Going with my parents and daughter
really?
And wife.
We're
going
That's
to Cancun
cool.
for a few days. Yeah.
You like Cancun? Have you been there before?
I've never been to Cancun.
Mm. There are certain areas that are great.
Oh, I mean, we're just going to set the resort. I have a young daughter. We're not going to venture too far. But that's where I will be. And if this episode did not make it because the internet in Mexico is not great and it does not allow me to upload, then I'm probably back. That's funny how that works.
You know what?
Time traveler.
I have a homie in Cancun. His name is Hector.
Wow, racist. You can't just call everyone Hector, bro.
It's a true story, though.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I have a friend in Mexico. His name is Hector, too.
Well, that's what he told me his name is. Anyway, he's a cool dude. If you want, I can hit him up and let him know that you're coming.
Yeah.
He knows a couple people.
Hi, Peter's friend. I'm here. Can we hang out? Like, who are you? I don't know either.
Well, he runs with the same crew as Diddy does.
Oh, nice. Take that. Have a good week, everybody. Don't get diddied.
Oh, shit. Don't get diddied?
Don't get diddied this week.